Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
But you want that somebody don't make a lot of money?
Because what's a lot of money?
Here we go.
Right?
Now you're playing.
Like, do we have to make the same amount? Right? Like, they want to be taken care of. They want to be, like, housewives.
They don't know about that.
It's like, they just want to, you know what I mean? So I really think that when the men are saying, I think the men's comment, I hear the specific comment he made when men are saying, like, don't attach me to a dollar amount. I think it's because men are feeling like their entire existence and worth is now being replaced by a dollar amount. So you put, so no matter what number you threw out there, I think you were going to get the same backlash simply because men are now being reduced to how much money you make.
That's a really good.
How much money do you make? Do you make?
I think that's a great point.
So I really think that money, unless you said something outrageous, of course, right? Like millions of dollars. I think even if you said $150,000, $200,000, men were still going to feel like it doesn't matter because these women keep on reducing me to how much I make and how well I can take care of her, what kind of lifestyle I can create for her, not maintain with her, but create for her. And I feel like that is also a little bit unfair. I'm not a man, but I feel like it's a little bit unfair of women.
Yeah.
Like as a woman who makes her own money, I'm not looking for a man's bag, right? Like, I'm not looking at how much money a man makes, but I know that that's not typical either.
It must be me.
Keep it 100, bro.
No, I will say this. His question and answer, all of that was innocent. Angel's point is very valid, that a lot of the resistance was coming from other areas that exist in our community. Mm-hmm. All even down to the girls that saying, oh, I don't need a man, I got a bag. Honey, I need a man, I don't want you on. That stuff has got to stop.
Different.
That part. No,
different.
Seriously. People have to realize that masculine and feminine energy is the only thing that can reproduce a baby, right? You. This is biology.
Right.
Even if you want to take that out
I
of it.
Touching that one. Go ahead. Go ahead.
You get what I'm saying?
I do.
The reproduction of that, yes. It's needed for increase.
Right.
The masculine and the feminine.
Yes.
So when you take on that, I don't need this or I don't need that, you are limiting your capacity, what you're supposed to be creating in the earth.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You are here to be fruitful and multiply.
Come on, sis.
Wow. No, seriously. So, yeah. But part of what he's getting is
you
that
got something that you want to say, and I need to hear.
Because it wasn't your question.
I need to hear.
You shouldn't feel bad about your question.
I need to hear it because I'm looking at
those people's own inadequacies and insecurities.
That's what I'm saying.
Nothing to do with your question.
Inadequate climate right now. That's foolishness.
Hey, get that off your heart, bro. Say it.
I don't know. What is wrong with the woman liking me for my success?
No, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Absolutely.
I work hard, one, so I can contribute to my community, two, so
I'm
I can,
that.
Nothing's wrong,
you know,
with
live
that.
Life. But daggone it, she, I like what you see.
I think the only issue I find I think the only issue that I find with that is the women who are typically attracted to men for what they do, can't even
I'm not
him.
Saying only like that, but you ain't working out just for yourself. You want the man to attract you.
I took only out. I'm saying I feel like the women who are attracted to men because he is successful.
I'm not talking about that woman at all.
Couldn't even help him grow or maintain
success. I wasn't talking about that only woman, but Christian, Tasha was attracted to your anointing. She was attracted to who you are altogether.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think there's nothing wrong with a woman saying, hey.
It's a package, dog.
You know what I'm saying? Like
this is a flex
person. Let's be real. Like,
I got a dot.
Absolutely. I just think that, you are attracted to men's, like, entire package, right? Like, a man that's successful and smart, a man that knows how to hustle and get money and create and all those things.
Okay, we can move on.
Absolutely.
I just want to make sure. Because you ain't dating nobody who ain't working.
She said
no,
she might.
No.
But you said he don't got to have a lot of money, though.
Okay, because he's in unemployed.
But you were dating. But you
was.
You would date somebody who don't make a lot of money, though.
It ain't no unemployment. Before your videos start blowing up. I ain't got no job, man.
I got a good heart.
But you would date somebody that don't make a lot of money?
Because what's a lot of money?
Here we go.
Right?
Now you plan. We know what's not a lot of money. We don't have to make the same amount.
Rich or poor, because those are mindsets to me. But the dollar amount, if somebody's not living in their purpose, I'm back to that again.
That's,
even with a lot of money, it's a problem for me.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be rich and purpose.
Because I'm so fulfilled in my life, that's going to be, I'm a disturbance to that person, even if they're wealthy.
You just said something powerful.
You know what I mean? So that right there,
that was powerful.
My purpose and fulfillment is going to be a problem for you.
Because I'm going to get up and get it. You still sleep.
Yeah.
I'm disturbing you.
But I'm saying, I'm somebody who's wealthy. There are people who are wealthy now.
Exactly. Yeah.
I think lifestyle matters too. Like there needs to be some similarities in lifestyle, right? Because no matter how much money you make, if we don't value spending our money on the same things, you can make a whole lot of money, but you're like, oh no, I'm not trying to spend that money on a first class flight to Africa. I love to travel. So you can make the money to afford it, but you know, I mean, it's expensive. I don't know.
You're actually doing it for a lot of money.
Can it get upgraded? I know that trip. I still buy Delta One and Emirates, right?
Oh, go ahead, girl.
I just want a matching lifestyle and value, right? Like we value spending our money on the same things. I think that's where you find your like quote unquote equal in dating when it comes to finances. Because if that means like I value travel, I don't know how much money you make, but if you meet me and you say you also like to travel, I'm assuming you make enough to travel. That I don't even know what that number is.
That could be Virginia Beach. So that's, it's like, you just
don't. Let me
also
add international. Let me fix it. International travel. Because I feel like this is my
hairstyle now. Thousands now to go from her even.
I didn't say Emirates and Delta One. Come on, pick a side.
The fact that's the name of her end and all that. I no problem with saying that.
Well, she said it. I didn't say it. She said
but
it.
Hey, I think the point you was making is if a woman were to go on Instagram and be like, ladies, 88,000 ain't enough. We gotta level up. You don't think it would have been that type of reaction from the ladies in the comments?
No, it'd have been worse.
It would have been worse.
Think so.
No, but from the ladies.
Worse.
No, from the men, yes.
From the men. Would have been
ladies, I'm saying ladies to
from
ladies.
Ladies to ladies. No.
No, because ladies are.
Women don't challenge each other.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying.
You see what I'm saying? It'd be like, yes, sis, we finna level up. You know what I'm saying? why is that dynamic that way?
Did it though? Yeah. That actually attributes to why you did it. He was trying to get the feathers.
That's what I'm saying. That's the point I'm making. Is what is the source of that?
Like, let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
We still
like, why can't
we get a third of that challenge?
I'm saying.
Yeah.
It just
because women who do that get support from other women.
Yeah.
What?
I mean, this whole, this whole strong woman, independent woman, girl boss movement is on a rise.
They support it.
Yeah. Yeah, I do have
But are you offended? But are y'all offended though if someone says, if another woman, like we just said, says, hey, sis, let's get to the bag?
I'm not offended. No.
But he's saying, we're talking about this whole girl boss movement. Like,
yeah,
anything that's saying you don't need a man, anything that's disrupting the black family, I ain't for nothing disrupting the black family. That stuff's got to go.
So, let me ask you. Amen.
And I've said that in a relationship discussion with this previous discussion on that, and I'm talking about, I got ripped one. And my girlfriend, it was Sarah Jakes Roberts, like the week before, she said, Arian, I said the same thing, or I got ripped one too. I said, well, why are we getting ripped? Because for saying something like that, I said, that was horrible.
For saying you need a man.
For saying you need a man.
Because we were trying to explain how people need people. This is
like, the point. No, absolutely.
Right. You can't say that people don't need people.
Absolutely. Right. I ain't even say, I need my man.
Amen.
Thank you to my man.
Like what?
Is it the need? Is it the word need? Right? I think it's the need that people get caught up in, because I think people also want to feel like that you want them, you don't need them. I think need implies like this inability to live without. right? Like need, because when we think about our needs, the things we need are things that we can't live without. So I think that's where people might get caught up in. Like, I need my man versus I really value, appreciate, no. desire. Like, and it can be strong. Like, I strongly want to appreciate and desire this man in my life versus I need.
I think they put it all under one umbrella because the few close people that I have shared, you know, just a glimpse of how we kind of run our finances. I've had friends that I love that I've known forever, sorority sisters that, you know, we done been through the fire. And they say, I would never do that. That's dumb. And it's like, I have to walk away from that conversation knowing what works in your house, works in your house.
Yeah.
I work in mine.
Yeah.
Because one thing about it, I go to sleep at night trusting that my husband has taken care of everything that we need.
Yeah.
And I'm not worried about that. Every time I flip a switch, it comes on. I open it.
Didn't I flip a switch?
It's like, Jeez. I'm okay with that. And it's, there is some sacrifice that come with that. There are times where I want something and the answer is no, and I gotta eat that. I can't be like, I got a PhD and I'm an assistant vice president. If the answer is no for this season, I just gotta eat that because I trust him. I know that's not coming from a bad place. And oh Lord, this clip, somebody gonna be like, this is so stupid. But works in your house works in your house. And what works in mine works in mine.
And I think the problem that we have,
or you want him.
I need him.
Yes.
I feel away. I'm just saying.
I need him. I'll tell you what it is.
She said what she said. She said, why?
No, people need confused with emotionally dependent.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You do need a man. But he is not your only source of happiness. Yeah. You are not emotionally dependent on him to supply that. Yeah. So that's where people are like need versus want. It's not that you do need your man.
Yes.
It's just that he is not your source for all of your emotional everything.
Yeah.
And that's the difference where people will be like, you mean you want? Like, no, I mean I need.
Yeah,
and I'm on my source.
Yeah, because you need him in a way that you need him. That's not the way you need everything.
Even the point, like, I think about it, like, you put two batteries in a remote. If one of them is supercharged, but one of them dead, you still can't do anything.
Yeah.
It's not like nothing else in your house is working, but I need this to do that. And I look at my life like that. In some areas, I need my husband. And for the women who have a problem with other women saying that, then when you were single, did you feel a need?
No.
Yes, so that means you needed something to feel because you felt that need.
You're trying to fight.
I chose violence.
You chose violence with that one. Did you feel a need?
I mean, because
you try to fight.
I was single. Up until my 30s, so I remember just feeling like there was something else. That there was something more. That there was another part of my life, another phase of being that required a man of God, so that we could come together. And even the prophecies that have been spoken over my life, I need a husband for them to come to pass. Things that have been spoken to me about what my children will be. How am I at it if I don't?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So there was a need and I felt that need. Mm-hmm. And even not to over spiritualize it, there are physical needs and personal needs and emotional needs and just somebody, a companion and that camaraderie. You feel that. Mm-hmm. So anybody that has a problem with a woman saying you need your man, don't also be on the other side of the table saying, well, I need a day and I need, what we doing with the word?
We're created to have that. Mm-hmm. We're created that way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's why he said, man should not be alone. Like, we are created to have that sense of belonging that way.
I was reading a study and it was talking about how when you have dynamics like Christian and Tasha, husband and wife on the same page, on the same vision, we create wealthier families, right? And especially in the Black community. But as a single person, I'm seeing a divide between Black men and Black women.
Yeah.
I'm seeing women are, not as a whole, but loud on social media, loud on Instagram, et cetera, to where it's like, women, I don't need a man. And then men are like, yo, you know what? I'm the prize. Like I'm
thank
you. You have to, like, do you know what you're getting when you get me? And then it's like, men, ladies, what are you bringing to the table? If I, like, I'm seeing a divide, I'm not seeing a partnership. Mm-hmm. And it's discouraging to me because I saw both of my parents. I have four parents, two biological and two step parents. Mm-hmm. And I saw how they love each other and partnered and built together. And in this generation, I'm getting discouraged a little bit. You know, I still believe in love. I'm gonna get married. That ain't no problem with that. To a black
woman. Come on now.
to a black woman. I love all people, but I could never. I'm gonna shut up.
Yeah. Yeah. This episode not even gonna air.
By the time they edit it, it's gonna be 6 minutes.
We gotta get more viewers.
No.
We're gonna be searching the link. Like, can you see recent the link?
But it's like I want us to encourage why. Cause I haven't asked you, mother. We can edit this out of me too. You still single? Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. That's what I made sure.
Not for long. Not after this episode.
I need to meet him first. I'm like, can we talk to why do we believe marriage and partnership in the black community is important? When we look at every aspect, you know, when I look at my dad to my sister, like at a certain season of life, my dad was the most important voice in Yvette's life. At a certain season of life, my mom became the most important voice to me. You know, and it's like when I'm seeing the divide, when I'm seeing single people are saying, you know what, I'm cool, I'll just date. When I'm seeing now it's easier. In my parents' generation, a divorce really wasn't an option. It's easy now. Why do we think in the black community marriage is important for our community?
Let's dive into something exciting. Bethel Tech's micro-credential program. Just 15 weeks and you're on your way to mastering in-demand tech skills, setting you apart in today's competitive job market. And the best part, it's all online, 100% online and fitting perfectly into your busy life. Bethel Tech isn't just about tech skills. It's about growing your character through spiritual mentorship and faith groups, shaping you into a Christian leader in the tech world. You'll learn from industry experts geared towards your success. What about landing your dream job? Bethel Tech's graduates are making waves at companies like Salesforce and Dell. And with a price tag of only $5,000, it's an investment in your future that's both affordable and valuable. Are you ready to start? With multiple start dates, there's never been a better time. Visit anthonyoneal.com/Bethel. Again, that is anthonyoneal.com/Bethel, and step into your tech career with confidence and character.
I'm still confused myself.
Okay.
About what's happening in the world to the point that you're making right now. Because in my singleness, mm-hmm. right, I'm struggling to see some of the same things we're talking about across the table at my age, that lack of willingness to commit. Mm-hmm. To something. And I wouldn't say it's because of any of the things that we talked about here today. Like, you're not making enough, or, you know, our purpose is, you know, don't align. It's like, what is that lack of willingness to commit? And I think it goes down to something biblical. I think now more than ever, Jesus is getting ready to return.
You have my head.
I think that we are living in the last days. And the Bible talks about it being more wicked, you know, than we'd ever seen before.
In the last days, people will be lovers of themselves.
There's more of a spiritual influence, you know, more than lovers of God. And I think there is something that cannot be recreated. There is no, there's no substitute. There is no artificial replacement for marriage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that what Ari was talking about, you know, what happens with feminine and masculine energy come together,
mm-hmm.
and what they can create and be fruitful. Because the call was be fruitful and multiply.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, I'm also confused, Anthony, because I feel like I'm a cat.
You are. Come on, I'm a cat. Oh, that running in the camera and saying,
you are a cat.
You are my cat.
And I'm curious, so you're a catch. What is your husband?
Oh, are you saying, is he also a catch?
That's what you're asking. I'm asking, with the whole
you process. Are the catch. What, when you look at your husband, what is he to you? So you're the catch for him. What is he for you?
I think that's so good.
Because oftentimes, I think that's why the divide within the men, sometimes men don't feel valued by the women. Because it's always the women are the prize and the catch. And I agree.
Yeah.
But what is the man? We don't hear ladies talking about the men.
Mm-hmm.
But we hear y'all say, I'm the catch.
Yeah.
Just because she's the catch, does that mean that he's not?
Yeah.
I'm asking you. Uh-oh. I'm not. I'm a man. Like, if I say I'm the catch.
As a man, when you hear that, do you feel that? Because if so, I feel like as women, we need to collectively shift our messaging, right? Because I don't, when she said that, I didn't hear her saying like, and he's not, right? But I'm also asking as a man, when you hear that, if that's what you hear, then we need to shift it, right? Because I don't think that's that said. So I don't want women out here saying that.
My man.
So he's gonna have to be a catch too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if y'all both a catch, nobody a catch. Like, let the language don't even make, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm a catch and you a catch, we ain't. We're cats.
Like, in the dating world, she's a catch. In the dating world, he's a catch, right? Like, and they found each other.
The Bible tells me is that I'm not supposed to be out there seeking. I'm supposed to be found.
Uh-huh.
So that's why I think that makes me a catch. I'm supposed to be found. So I guess he must be a good fisherman.
He got good hands.
That's what he is. Yeah, he's a wide receiver.
Matt is funny. Wide receiver. Make catch.
He's a wide receiver.
Catch.
That could go a number of ways. We need to.
My husband is a coach.
Yeah. I'm silent on that one. Y'all said
that. We talk about in our house sometimes the scripture where he says to be fruitful and multiply.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet-setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend. And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
You know, sometimes people give you a little, you catch a little slack. Like, okay, have some kids. You know, you get married, you 20 hours married. They're like, have some kids. And, you know, and the scripture is actually sequential for a reason. Be fruitful.
Yeah.
Then multiply. Yeah. You know, and I wanted to break that generational cycle of a lot of people that were fruitful after the multiplication. Mm-hmm. So you're fruitful now because there's four mouths to feed. You know what I mean? And just being able to put that in this proper place. And I think because you're so focused on financial wisdom in the Black community, that's something we got to focus more on, being fruitful and then multiplying. Mm-hmm. Create the wealth. Go ahead and start building that inheritance. So then you can feel comfortable doing the things that you want to do. The gift of life is a blessing from God. Mm-hmm. He's the only giver of life. Perfect. It's a miracle within itself. It's a miraculous miracle. So I believe that wholeheartedly and in his perfect timing, he allows it. But I also think there is some responsibility on us as Black families to say, let me line these things up before I even do that.
In order. But you know what? You're the first person I've ever heard that revelation of be fruitful and multiply. Just the fact that we know that it actually comes in an order.
Yeah.
I thought that was just very good insight and perspective.
But now, wait a minute.
Keep saying back.
Wait a minute, though.
When you say I go to Black family, as far as about being needed today, most definitely. When you talk about the finances, the wealth gap was not as broad when we had more families.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, there's so much more stability, security, emotional support, just the benefit of that level of consistent companionship in the construct of a family. It yields fruit.
But I want to also add, just, you know, everybody, be fruitful and multiply. It's not just children.
Yeah,
I always want to say
that. Okay. That's where I was going. That's exactly where I was going.
Solely about
it's not isolated to that.
Yeah.
Whenever that wide receiver does come along,
amen. You're not making no change.
Come on,
amen. You don't know what you're doing.
Watch it, Sarah.
You don't know what the Lord can't do.
You don't know what the Lord got
to do. But you are going to be fruitful and multiply. Because two people should be doing great things together than you are singular.
Yeah. And I'm going to tell you,
a purpose partner. I'm looking for someone who is not aggravated by my purpose.
I'm going to tell you.
Who can be encouraged and increased.
And I'm going to tell you, and that leads me right to, I've never said this like out loud, but my wife has heard me say this many times. The reason I knew I was going to marry her is because I read a passage of scripture that's often misunderstood. So everybody always talks about the Proverbs 31 woman.
Talk.
Even people who don't even read the Bible. Proverbs 31. Yeah. Hashtag Proverbs 31.
You're a girl and a Proverbs.
Yeah. And it's always described like the predominant conversation in that text is character, morality,
right.
Virtue. Mm-hmm. If you read Proverbs 31,
oh, she a businesswoman.
She a boss.
First.
That girl's banging.
She considers
a field.
And goes
wisely, out goes out and buy it. She real estate. She sells to the merchant ships before they come over. Wholesales. She clothes her family.
Yes.
She manufactures herself. She stays up late. 70% of it is entrepreneurial.
Yeah, she's
come on, man.
And it said because of what she's doing, her husband's respected at the city gate.
Yes.
So now I'll benefit. So it's like when I find a woman like that,
yes.
I'm putting a ring on it. I'm not saying character and morals are not important.
For sure.
I'm saying in Proverbs 31, the woman that's described, 70% of her contribution in this text is entrepreneurial.
Yeah.
And it says things like her husband's heart can trust in her. Like character is important.
Yeah.
But if I can trust in your heart, but I can't trust in your mind, I can't marry you. We can't build the empire together.
Yeah.
Right? And I think that text is so, it bothers me. It's like, have you read Proverbs 31?
I think men read Proverbs 31.
I think it's that it's a mother
saying
who's talking to her son who's a king.
Absolutely.
He is a king.
Mm-hmm.
And she is giving, like my favorite, this is a whole different discussion. I see the time we have left. But when my favorite African queen outside of myself, let me just
run that. She's a whole African.
I am.
I love
her. Queen T over in Egypt. When I read her description, I just fell in love with this woman. I mean, she was running businesses, foreign policies, governments, countries. I mean, she was bad. And then I looked and I said, wait, she was Queen Mother and running it when her son was pretty much like the king too. And his wife was Nefertiti. I said, oh, she guided her son on what to choose and what that was supposed to look like.
That's
And I was like, that's like that whole Proverbs 31. It starts off with a woman telling her son who is a king or what to look for.
And while we're on there, I think you were saying that some people attribute the whole passage of scripture to her character and not really her action. But I think the action is only the fruit of the
character. I agree with that.
The character.
I agree with that.
So like you were saying,
I agree with that.
She's only able to be and do those things because the character is in a certain
place. Right. All I'm saying is the church is doing a disservice to men if we're saying just look for a moral woman. That ain't what it's saying.
But why are they doing that though? Men don't want that kind of woman.
No. Well,
they don't.
They don't.
If you ask the majority, what I'm saying is I'm right there with you because everything that's inside of that woman is for me.
For sure.
Like I can't get intimidated by her success, by her accomplishment, by her wisdom, knowledge, her gifts, skills, and talents because God put that inside of her for
I obtain favor from the Lord. What I find. I get favor.
Right, that's me. We come together, it multiplies. Yeah. But men are intimidated by women who have those attributes.
Mm. Which is why I never heard the guy say, because you know what? It's for me. You said if I was to obtain favor, she's supposed to already have it.
Which is why I said I'm confused. Because if I have done all this work, like my purpose is to be a Proverbs 31 woman. That's my purpose. That's why I'm teaching my sons. That's why I'm showing my daughters how to multiply. I mean, you know, how to emulate. Mm-hmm. So that's why I said I am confused that why is it that I'm intimidating to someone who should be on my level or my caliber?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Anthony, I think it goes back to what you were saying. But unfortunately, I think some men, it's pride, and they don't want to admit that connecting with this woman is beneficial for me as a man. It's like, I don't have to admit that I'm already whatever. I can't remember which book it was in, but Barack Obama said that he and Michelle Obama were eating in a diner, and there was a guy mopping, and she said, I used to date him, and he said, well, lucky you left him and found me, or you'd be the janitor's wife. And she said, no, if I would have married him, he would be the president. The favor that I can bring is upon me. And that's just one example of, you know, just a time where, you know, maybe you got to lower your pride and just admit I'm better with a woman. I'm better with this woman.
I don't know what the problem is.
I'm with you, Doc.
I'm serious, man, because I look at who my mom is, a breadwinner. Mm-hmm. I did not know that until I was 35. Mm-hmm. Wow. Because my mama loved and submitted to that man. Mm-hmm. Like, she followed that man. She made that man look way better than what he actually is. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I need that kind of, what? And so when I see this, I'm like, okay, wait. Where I'm at today, I'm grateful, but I know when I get the next one. When we get that life, come on, man. Chris, when I first met you, you were dope. You're a different kind of man right now, though.
Bro.
You know what I'm saying? From that time 1,000%.
Yes.
I'm like, okay.
1,000%.
Right. But I'm not going to downplay you. I've known TA for years. This is a different woman today, you know? So I get excited for Black love with all of you.
That's beautiful.
You know what I'm saying? I get excited for it, man. And it's like, as we're coming to the close, I want to go over my team. Like, what in the world, bro? We got to go. It's been 2 hours. I don't want to keep y'all too long.
This was good though, bro. This was good.
I want us to think about what is one thing. I want y'all to think about one thing that when we think about the Black community, we get excited. And I want to talk about that excitement. Like, when you think about us, what are we doing right? How's it impacting the culture? You know, and I want us to end with that. Because today we have some good, mm-hmm. we have some highs and we have some, okay, we got to work better in this area, but then also here's what we're doing good. But I really want to end on that tip with this whole conversation today. Like, what are we really excited about when it comes to our community?
I guess for me, you went because I'm in a space where I'm consistently surrounded by, you know, other Black business owners. I am excited about the businesses and the products and the things that we'll create, you know, kind of going back to you and saying that we're the most creative. Mm-hmm. I get folks who come through my doors, you know, when we host pop-ups. And I'm like, you make that mm-hmm. at home, like yourself, you know? So I'm just excited about all the possibilities of things and the ways that we'll create. And again, just us being able to create enough that we can sustain ourselves with just our own businesses. Like, I would love to be able to have everything in my house be made by a Black person and not just the novelty items. And I want us to not just shop Black out of protest, but because it's good for us and it's important and it's better than the opposing companies.
So good.
I love it. Mine was similar. I'm excited about the collective economics. I do believe that we are in a space now where we do know more, like you guys said, where we've acquired more. And I am excited about that, the collective economics of us pulling our resources together to create something. Yeah.
I'll go. I'm excited about what we talked about earlier and the next generation and the one after that for Black kids in America.
Yes.
I'm so excited for them. I'm excited that they are going to see themselves in places we didn't see ourselves when we were small. They're going to see families. They're going to see stabilities way more than what we saw. And it's not going to be abnormal. Yeah. And I'm excited that, you know, this is all a dream for the future.
Yeah.
But I hope that my grandchildren will have Black teachers growing up and not get to college and say, well, my first Black teacher, you know, whatever. I'm just excited for that. I'm excited for the space that they'll get to occupy that we were knocking on the door and they'll already be inside the room. Like, I'm just excited for them. So I agree with Christian that it probably won't be us. And it's sad. Mm-hmm. I mean, really sad that it probably won't be us. Not as widely as we would hope for. Right. But I'm so excited for them. And I can't even hate on them. I'm happy that they'll get more than we had.
Mm-hmm. In my field, I'm excited about, I feel like we're in an age of information. So there's a spiritual awakening that's happening mm-hmm. with that. That there's a generation rising that's hungry for truth and not just emotional manipulation. There's a experience that has been associated with the Black church that is changing. And we see different leaders coming up that my pastor, even Darius Daniels, is a thought leader, right? Yeah. I'm not manipulating you emotionally and making you think you're experiencing something you're not. Mm-hmm. And so I see a generation that's hungry for truth. And I'm just excited for the Black community that I have hope in Jesus, that we serve a God who traditionally in scripture, anybody, if you just look at it objectively, is married to those who have been disenfranchised and enslaved and treated badly. And so I just have hope that he see what's happening and that he has a plan, and that when people who refuse to throw away their spirituality or their spiritual practice, but just say, the way I'm doing it right now is not serving me best. I might be better than most, but it's not God's best for me. And people who are pursuing that, I'm excited to see how God is going to work in these next generations to kind of solve some of these problems I'm talking about. Because when you fix spirituality, it fixes every area of your life. Emotionally, you get better. Financially, you get better. Your personal development improves when you align that part of your life. So I'm excited to see how that happens.
I believe that to sin, by definition, means to miss the mark. That sin in itself is an archery term.
Mm-hmm.
So if I pull back the arrow and I miss, that's what sin is. And what I'm excited for our future is to be able to actually speak what you seek.
Mm-hmm.
Till you see what you've said. That it doesn't have to be lost on us or on them who are coming, that you can have whatever you say. There's a Bible verse that's in Mark 11:22-23 that says, have faith in God, that if you would believe and not doubt, you could say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it would happen. I'm excited for our future that people like us who are sitting in the room, who have all different walks of life, who all believe differently, could come and laugh. We could come in debate, not argue, and walk out and say, hey, girl, I saw what you did there. Ooh, I'm like, you know, and still be. Mm-hmm. I'm excited for a world that allows us that opportunity to be different. Yeah, I'm different. But at the same time, move the needle for the culture.
You're the catch, not different.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a different.
I think in the Bible, God asked Solomon, ask for whatever you want. And he had the opportunity to ask for more money. He had the opportunity to ask for the blue check mark on Instagram.
You can buy those now.
Right. he had the opportunity to ask for the death of his haters, the death of exes, but he asked God for wisdom and knowledge. And I think one of the things that I'm really excited about is I'm starting to see in our community, we're starting to ask for more wisdom and knowledge.
That's good.
We're starting to ask not for the cars. Not saying we're not going after it, but it's like, God, wait. What I'm sensing in within my community, within my E3 family, and just even on the outside, it's like, wait. Give me the knowledge that I can obtain it. So when I get it, I can keep it and then multiply it. And I get excited about that. That wakes me up every single day when I see Black people saying, yo, how do I invest? I had a 62-year-old brother DM me after I got off of live. And he said, I am going to ask a crazy question, but I need the knowledge. What does compound interest mean? I got excited. I said, bro, call me. We can talk about this. Because you didn't ask me, how do I make more money? You asked me simple information so that way you can go out there and make more. And I'm just really excited about all of that. And I hope today that you all gained some knowledge, you gained some wisdom, you gained different perspectives. I sure did. Angel, you challenged me on some of the things that I was thinking of, and I appreciate you. And it's always a joy to have this conversation, especially in the month of February. And I pray that you all enjoyed it watching. We are going to put everyone's information inside of today's show notes. At the top of it, I love all of them the same. But right now, I think there was this analogy to where if you have three houses burning and one is on fire, we all are going to go help the one get out of fire. And right now, our sister, Fearless Fund, they're on fire. And it's not just about her. Watch this. It's about all of us. Because if they lose, we all lose. We all are going to feel it. And so I want to, end this broadcast with saying, hey, I'm asking you and my family, donate something. Because I believe, I ain't trying to get too spiritual. I was going to let Christian do that. But here's a simple spiritual part. There's power in sowing. And there's power in giving. Even if you're not a Christian, you just feel good when you just give to a cause that is not about you, but it benefits you. It benefits your sons, your daughters, and your family. And I have a lot of white people who are watching this right now. It impacts you too.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to challenge you to give. And I don't care what whatever that amount is. So we'll put that link in the show notes because this is what we are about. So this month is about Peerless Fund, helping them out. And then next month we'll come back to, what are we doing in March? Let's come, single mothers, that's what it is. Single mothers and single fathers, not just single mothers. Good. We give to single fathers too. And so I'm excited about that. But this month, let's do it.
We close.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because God placed this on my heart. When you said you guys are going to do another 10,000, and Angel did not know this, when she was like, where's the cash going? Before she even said that, when you said that you were going to do that, the Holy Spirit already placed on my heart, make sure you take the 10, give out 10 grants, 1,000 each from it. Make sure it's something that people can visually see on videos. They can see it being happen in action, that this is the kind of work that is done for the dollars that they have given. So that is what I'm doing with your community's money. Now, don't worry, we have operations, other type, needs, all types of stuff. It costs cash to fight these people. But I want, it was placed on my heart in that moment by the Holy Spirit, said, take that and display the work so they could see it.
Yes, ma'am. That's good. Thank you, Anne.
You know, it was actually before she said it.
I'm saying.
I can do that.
Yeah.
Until she said it, I didn't offer it, but right. I was like, oh, she don't know the Holy Spirit already spoke to me.
Oh, yeah, I got you. Yeah. But that's what we're going to do. So we're going to put that in there. If you're ever in Nashville, you got to go buy a cupcake collection.
And if they're single, I will go out of
it. Hold up.
If you're single, come with your gloves on. Come with your wide receiver gloves.
You ready, and you bet the trainer can have it. Come on, you bet the trainer.
If you ever,
they weren't gonna say it for you, but I'm gonna look out. Oh, I got you too.
If you're ever in DC, man, come check out my sister Spice Shop. Yeah. You gotta come by.
Come on
and check it out. Now she ain't gonna be there. I'm gonna tell you that right now. But her people will.
I'm like, girl, where you at? She said, the people help you.
Yeah. The Spice Suite is open.
That's
fine.
That is good. And if you're ever in Atlanta, man, go check out, you know, my boy Pastor Darius Daniels, who just hired Christian on to be one of his associate pastors, who is killing the game. And so I just want to, this is what it's all about, promoting us, you know, promoting them and giving them a platform because they all need. Now, if you're looking for, you know, education, you know, I mean, she got influence. I don't know if she can get you a scholarship, but she got influence. And she got wisdom and knowledge to help you get into school. You know, and so I'm just extremely excited. So, thank you all so much for watching this special. Let us know in the comments what you enjoyed about it. What did we miss talking about? We can't talk about everything in 2 hours, but we had a good time. We'll see you in the next show. Peace out.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.